I'm Chris Stanley. The word from President Obama, chin up, America.
We will continue to face difficult days in the months ahead. But I also believe that we will get through this, that if we act swiftly and boldly and responsibly, the United States of America will emerge stronger and more prosperous than it was before.
The president's weekend speech emphasizing the various efforts he's initiated to deal with the economic meltdown and especially unemployment. The 8.1% unemployment rate announced yesterday, the highest in a quarter century. Nearly 2 million joining the ranks of the jobless, since the first of the year.
Across the country, discouraging days for many job seekers.
I sent out tons of resumes. I don't hear anything. It's like screaming into the void.
In fact, evidence of the slumping economy stacking up at one Ohio school in the form of some 700 resumes for one janitorial position. Officials at Edison Junior High School calling the response of the week-old posting overwhelming. The full-time position at the Northeast Ohio school pulling in $15 or $16 an hour plus benefits. Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio.
With the White House also launching a health care reform effort this week, the GOP radio and internet speech was devoted to defending the heart of the current privatized system.
It encourages innovation so that the health care treatments and services available to you are the ones that you need and you want.
The number two House Republican Roy Blunt saying the GOP will oppose government intervention in that system. Hillary Clinton journeying to Turkey, last stop on her week-long Middle East and European diplomatic trip. The Secretary of State revealing that the U.S. is serious about engaging with Syria.
We do have two representatives of the United States government in Damascus today meeting with the Syrians. We are just at the beginning of exploring the issues that we must discuss between us.
Clinton also saying President Obama will head to Turkey himself sometime in the next month or so. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I've finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Appamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You'll get up to 30 free smoothies.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-3967. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967.
Former First Lady Barbara Bush already out of intensive care in that Houston hospital where she underwent heart surgery Thursday. She may, however, still need another week of hospitalized recovery before she goes home. A planned presidential policy change not finding favor with the Catholic Church hierarchy.
The Vatican attacks President Barack Obama's plan to lift restrictions on federal funding of embryonic stem cell research. Today's issue of the Vatican newspaper, L'Osservatore Romano, defining research on embryonic stem cells as profoundly immoral, and arguing that research on adult stem cells is just as promising for medical breakthroughs without the moral problems of destroying embryos. The president will reverse the Bush administration's limits on federal financing for the research on Monday. In Vatican City, Greg Burke, Fox News Radio.
Afghanistan seemingly headed toward a constitutional crisis with the country's election commission delaying a presidential vote until August 20th out of security concerns, and that's 3 months after President Hamid Karzai's term ends. He says he should stay on as caretaker, but an opposition leader says if he does that, there'll be demonstrations, quote, all over the country. And elsewhere in Afghanistan.
Several hundred Afghan men blocked the path of the U.S. military convoy with burning tires in the eastern city of Khost and threw rocks at it as they chanted death to America. The province's deputy governor says they were showing their condemnation of an early morning U.S. military raid nearby, which he says left 4 civilians dead. In a statement, the U.S. military said their forces were fired on when they approached a house and the 4 men killed were linked to a militant network. David Piper, Fox News Radio.
In Cleveland, police now say it was when they burst into the bathroom of the house where they'd been tipped multiple killing suspect Devon Crawford was holed up, that Crawford, in a bathtub, shot himself in the head. Crawford's cousin, who owns the house where he was found, has been arrested for obstruction of justice, and a coroner now says the 5 people Crawford's believed to have killed, including 3 children, were all shot in the head. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Your Saturday news continues here on News Talk 790 KNST. I'm Patrick Baum. Authorities are investigating the death of a University of Arizona fraternity member who was found dead at a fraternity house near campus. Campus police responded to the Phi Kappa Psi fraternity house at about 2 p.m. Friday after receiving a medical call. When officers arrived, they found the man dead. He's believed to be in his 20s. Police say the man's name is being withheld until his relatives can be notified. They say the cause of death is not immediately known and the case is under investigation. And Arizona Democratic Party leaders meet today in Phoenix to try again to elect a state party chairman. Phoenix attorney and former chairman Don Bivens is running again for chairmanship. He lost in the January voting to Tucson attorney Paul Eckerstrom, the activist who cited family and work obligations when he stepped down 2 weeks later. Tucson weather for today, we're looking at a high of 69 degrees and sunny skies. Tonight, a low 42 and clear. Tomorrow, a high near 74 and partly cloudy. With news updates every 30 minutes and breaking news at once, I'm Patrick Baum for News Talk 790 KNST.
And now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun, informative green talk radio show featuring guests from all over the country talking about how living green can be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website at www.MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com for more information about her guests.
Hello, Tucson. Hello, world. This is News Talk 790 KNST, and I am indeed Mrs. Green. I am broadcasting live from the Tucson Community Center in Tucson, Arizona, if you're live streaming on the Internet. And we are at the Sustainability and Expo Fair. There are throngs of people. There are unbelievable booths, presenters. There are workshop series going on. It's a really fun place to be. If you're a student, you can come down and get in for free. We've got some of our big providers of electricity, like Tucson Electric Power, who is my news today. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you, Gina?
Linda is here from Tucson Electric Power, and my other guest is Chris Payne, which has been all over my website, and Chris is the writer and producer of Who Killed the Electric Car, and we are going to find out who killed the electric car. So, but Linda Douglas, you did not kill the electric car.
No, we did not. In fact, we tried to revive it many times.
I know. I always love the off-air conversations because Chris said, well, Tucson Electric Power was extremely supportive, cutting edge in terms of the electric car. Part of, did you say the mythology, Chris?
Well, it's the reality. In the mid-90s, you know, the car companies all brought out electric cars.
I know.
Arizona was one of the very few states to get them, and mostly because the utilities said, hey, we'll put in the charger systems. We'd like to give our local citizens here a chance to try electric cars.
But so we actually owned two or three of them in our fleet.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes, our employees would drive them. They were actually the trucks, though.
The trucks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Linda, there are a couple of things that you want to share with us about TEP. I'm always impressed. I'm happy that they're a sponsor of Mrs. Green. I promote them not just on the paid-for sponsors, but I promote their materials all over the place because you have many, many, many energy-saving tips and measure your carbon footprint and your bright solutions. So what do you want to share with our listeners about today?
I want to share a few of the programs that we have people may not be aware of. Obviously, being here at the Sustainability Fair, we want to really encourage people to look very closely into solar water heating, solar PV, both commercial and residential customers. Probably the most cost-effective thing that they can do right now is a solar water heater. And Tucson Electric Power Company provides rebates up to $1,750 on a solar water heating system. And then with the federal and the state tax credits that are available, people can really get into a solar water heating system for probably $1,200 or $1,300 out of pocket. The amount of energy that they save, that can be recovered in 3 to 5 years.
That's awesome.
It is
the day-to-day
awesome.
Expense that is going down.
It is. And then we've got the solar PV, okay, the PV panels on a roof. And again, those are a more costly unit, and your payback is probably going to be 10 to 15 years. But we want to let people know that the price of those systems are going to be coming down because we've got federal money in, we've got federal support to really get the research in so that we can bring the cost of these systems down to the general public. And in addition, TEP also likes people to participate in energy efficiency programs. Our general philosophy is that people should take the step to get their home as energy efficient as it can be before they take the step to buy a very expensive solar system to put on it, because then they can buy a smaller system.
Right.
So we've got rebate programs for high efficiency air conditioning units. All people have to do is go to our website, pick up the participating contractors list, go to them. If they need a new air conditioner, we pay a rebate. Federal government already also pays a rebate, so it can bring the cost of these systems down significantly.
I got one. Unfortunately, my air conditioning system broke, and it was a shock. I never had one break, and my friend is Kathy from Temco Air. They're
right.
One of your providers,
are.
And she even did the paperwork. I don't like paperwork. She did the paperwork to get me the rebate.
Well, we set it up like that. We encourage the contractors
I
to
love
do
it.
That.
And I will tell you this, and this is not, we have not rehearsed this. My electric bill went down significantly because of this. It was a SEER rating. It was a 19.
Oh,
SEER.
Yes.
And it was great. And so when you talk about getting your home ready, there's a couple of things, and this a lot is on your website. You have a very content-rich website. Easy to find different things
right.
on it. So things like making sure the weather stripping under the door. If you're going to air condition your house and it's going out the door, not good.
Not good
for your bill.
That's right. No, that's right. You need to take the lower cost steps, get the house prepared, and then do the solar system. Now, of course, the water heating, it doesn't matter. Also, another very easy thing for customers to do is to go to compact fluorescent lighting to replace incandescent lights
CFLs.
In their homes. Very simple. And the really nice thing is TEP now has a program where we buy down the cost of those lamps at the manufacturer level. The manufacturer passes that lower cost to the retailers, and the retailers sell those lamps to a significantly reduced price to the consumers in Tucson. Customers can go to Home Depot, Costco, Sam's Club, Ace Hardware, some of the dollar stores. They do need to make sure that they look for the display that has the TEP logo
okay.
on it because
okay.
those are the only ones where the discounts have applied. And also, they are all Energy Star rated lamps. Other things customers can do is if you need a new refrigerator, buy Energy Star rated products.
It all adds up.
It all adds up.
It really does. If somebody was looking for the best spot on your website to go, the greenest, what would you have them push?
Oh, it's pretty easy. If you go to www.tep.com, and then there is a green energy tab. When you go to that green energy tab, it'll give you a way to go either to the commercial sites and talk about all the commercial programs or to the residential. So we've made it very easy.
And I say that. I mean, my mantra is, what if living green can be fun? And we are having a lot of fun. I love
it
being
is.
Mrs. Green, as you know. But it can be, it doesn't just save the planet. It saves you money. And this in this day and age, it's everybody's conscious of that.
That's right.
So there are energy-saving things that you can do that help the planet and help your purse.
One thing on our website that consumers can do, and we really encourage people to take this, is there is an energy advisor link on
I've
the residential.
Yes.
And we've got some calculators on there that are very easy to use so that people can do a what-if scenario. If I change this to this, what savings will I have? And so these calculators have been put in place to help people understand how much savings can take place under different scenarios.
Now, what's the plan? I have two friends that talk to me about it because I do talk about TEP a lot. There's a plan that you can do where you sign up and you are using energy, more energy off-peak?
Off-peak and on-peak. It's a power shift program.
Power shift,
and
okay.
it's really time of use rates. Time of use rates, and we've got three of them. It's not, I have to admit, it's not the simplest thing for people to look at it and say, well, this is the plan that's best for me.
I'd probably have to talk to you.
Right. You can talk to some of our customer service people. Now, we are working on a web link where there will be some interactive things to help people. But some of the people at our booth today talked to me about Power Shift, and the easiest thing that I can give them is the plan that I'm on, which is the weekend all off peak.
Interesting.
Now,
so what do you have to do for that?
Well, the easiest way to explain that is that if you are a family where nobody is home during the weekday,
right.
because everybody's working or at school or
okay.
whatever, and the large majority of your energy consumption occurs in the evenings or on the weekends,
as soon as you get home from work,
and
right.
mostly on the weekends, then probably the one where the weekend is not billed on peak is the best option for you.
Okay.
The brochures that we've got in the websites can help people step through these items, but a lot of people get afraid of the Power Shift program because the higher cost of the on-peak energy. But you have to understand that about 70% of all of the energy on any one of these programs that you choose, well, I guess it's probably about 60% now, is actually billed at the shoulder or off peak.
Right. One of my friends who's over here at the booth, she learned about TEP from me talking about all these programs they have, and she got on that program, and she saved something like $200
a year.
Yes.
Not a month.
No,
you should not be afraid of them. Call us for more information.
Okay, great. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you know that we have Chris Payne here from Who Killed the Electric Car. I know they're going to give me a short break, but we are going to be talking to Chris about what I, of course, always want to know. What made you think of this? What got you started on this path? And a little bit about the movie. I mean, I've got a list of questions for Chris Payne, so we are going to have a break. And about how long? I'm not sure. I'm watching. How long do we have, Dave? Okay. Okay, we're going ahead to do it now. Thanks, Josh. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Our guest for the next half hour is Chris Payne, the writer and producer of Who Killed the Electric Car. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well, if you've got the poison, I've got the remedy, the remedy.
Hi, buddy. This is Jim Kleck. If you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, don't shop anywhere else. Our 11 Jim Kleck dealerships have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in southern Arizona. And right now, we've got 100 units priced for $99.95 or less.
22nd Street in Wilmot and the Tucson Auto Mall across from the Tucson Mall. And always online at jimkleck.com and homestuttle.com.
Buy from a name you can trust. Jim Kleck and Homestuttle Dealerships.
More than five available at this offer. All prices plus tax, title, license, and $299 dock fee. Offers end 3/31/09.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years only to feel like the balance never goes down? In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those harassing collection calls. We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan.
You could save thousands of dollars off your high-interest credit card debt.
If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. So call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under that mountain of credit card debt.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-667-1568.
800-667-1568.
That's 800-667-1568.
This is the Mortgage Moment, and I'm here with Hayes Barnard, owner of Paramount Equity Mortgage. Hayes, with all the debate over the recent bailout plans, should homeowners even try to refinance right now?
At this point, there's no reason to wait. Do it. Today's 5% mortgage rate with an APR of 5.25 is lower than most of us will see in our entire lifetime.
But are banks even lending right now?
Well, listen, whether you agree with the recovery plan or not, this stimulates banks to lower their rates and start lending money again.
Yeah, but who does that really help?
The homeowner that wants to protect their family, or anyone paying more than 5% flat with an APR of 5.25. This is your chance to drastically reduce your monthly payments and lock in the lowest rate of our generation. There's zero out-of-pocket expenses, so pick up the phone, because when others can't or won't help, Paramount Equity is still committed to saving our neighbors money. Call 670-9900 today. 520-670-9900.
License MB-0908.
Are you losing your home to foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage and fear the worst? The law firm of Pomery & Associates would like to offer you a free, no-obligation consultation that will show you how to stop foreclosure, reduce your interest rates, and save thousands on your mortgage. Do not let this economic slowdown take your home from you and your family. You have worked too hard. Pomery & Associates is an attorney-based loan modification firm that can negotiate the terms of your mortgage so you can afford to live in and enjoy your home. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation. There is no cost to find out how this program can help you save your home. Call 800-797-1047. That's 800-797-1047. It does not matter how far behind you are on payment or what your credit score is. Pomery & Associates is here to listen and help. Call now. 800-797-1047. 800-797-1047.
Sweltering heat, extreme dryness, torrential rains, and powerful UV radiation. There's only one roof coating that stands above the rest when it comes to protecting your home against these extreme weather conditions. SolarTech Extreme by Elastec. SolarTech Extreme's specially designed formula cuts cooling costs while conserving energy to protect and preserve your roof for up to 10 years. That's a powerful message. In fact, SolarTech Extreme may be the best roof coating on the market.
Hi, I'm Alan Lundberg, president of Allen Bradley Roofing.
Over the past 20 years of roofing, I've learned that customers look for three major factors in buying a new roof: competence, quality, and savings. By using the Elastec product line, they receive all three.
Energy Star certified, a real warranty, and the longest lasting protection you can buy. No wonder why SolarTech Extreme is preferred by contractors and do-it-yourselfers alike. SolarTech Extreme is available at your local Ace Hardware stores. Visit ELASTEK, elastech.com for more information.
Feeding you the facts. Facts. News Talk 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. I am the voice of green. I love it. We prove every week that living green is fun, and we keep you informed about great green things happening around the world. We have wonderful guests today. I'm so excited. I think I say that every week, which is a good thing. And right now we are going to interview Chris Payne, who is the writer and producer of Who Killed the Electric Car. So, Chris, say hello, and then I have to do a quick green tip.
Okay, Gina. Well, nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. I'm very, very excited about the whole content of this show. So here's my tip, and I like to make people laugh. I read this on a website that I get every day called Ideal Bites. And it's recycle your toilet paper rolls. We talk about anything on this show. And I think that I recycle everything I can think of, and I never thought of that. And they were funny. This is a great, fun, fashion-forward website. And it said just put them, if you have a plunger, roll them up on there until they're full and then take them to the recycle bin. And the impact, what's the impact? If 10,000 people recycled all their toilet paper tubes, we would avert the weight of 678 toilets ending up in the landfill. And I think every little tube counts. So get on with that. Okay, Chris, you are going to have to tell us who did kill the electric car, but I don't want to start there. Tell us what got you on this path of writing this and producing such an incredibly powerful, important movie.
Well, you know, in the 1990s, California required car companies to put electric vehicles on the road, essentially. They said, if you want to sell your regular car, you've also got to sell some electric cars because there's no choice. People just don't have any options. And they wanted to move pollution out of the urban areas, especially Los Angeles. And you had Phoenix and Tucson in summer days. And one of the instant great things about electric cars is that they move your pollution out of the cities. And if you're running the electric car on renewable energy, of course, there's no pollution at all. So they tried this program for 5 years in California, and, of course, everybody and their brother got in on the action on trying to shut the program down. And when the programs got shut down in 2000, a lot of the cars were destroyed. There were almost 5,000 cars. And
I watched that on the movie. Was that actual footage? You recreate that?
No, that was all real. You know, we got a tip that the cars were being taken out of California, out to Arizona, up in Mesa, places like this, and they're just being crushed. They didn't want to have them on the road.
Said they were recycling them, but they really didn't.
Well, they did. I think, actually, it turned out they did recycle
the
batteries. They pulled the batteries out, and you see some of those batteries in other cars, but yeah. You know, the sad thing is the car company said we can't make money on these things in the short run, so the state shouldn't be forcing us to build them. And, of course, if they had looked at the thing as a longer-range program, like Toyota did arguably with the Prius, they would have seen that right now when they're all going bankrupt, they'd actually have a car that people want. So, you know, electricity is $1 a gallon in equivalent equivalent energy, and much cleaner, much less carbon. So I decided we should make a movie, but not to make it one of those really hardcore movies that you get depressed at. But
right.
That, like,
and it wasn't.
People excited.
It was informative. It was really exciting, and I learned things. But the people in California, one of the things that always, the question mark I get is, did they have a special device that they plugged their car in and juiced it up at night?
Yeah,
the owners that bought the cars.
Well, I never had a garage in those years when I had mine, so I talked our work into putting a little charger out so I could charge during the day, and then at nighttime I could charge at a friend's house. You know, you could take an electric car, you could plug it into your bathroom socket to the window of your house if you wanted to, but the fastest way to do it is use a 220 circuit like you have on your
laundry
machine,
yeah,
and that's
okay.
Faster. I know with this amazing program in Tucson that Nissan and y'all announced yesterday, they'll have chargers around town like we did in California.
So you can go plug in your... What was they talked about, trip anxiety or road anxiety? Because you're afraid if it's going to run out, you don't want to be left on the road. You can always find a gas station.
That's
but
right.
Where can I plug in my car? And they're trying to alleviate those fears.
That's the number one fear. When people are interviewed, would you do an electric car? They go, well, I don't want to run out of power somewhere.
And, you know, it turns out, I can say as a 10-year driver of electric cars, is as a second car, which quickly becomes your first car, you know, candidly, you just never do. It's like having a cell phone. It's like you just get used to knowing how much power you have. And it turns out the average American drives 30 miles or less a day. So even if you have 50 or 100 miles on your second car, you're driving it 90% of the time.
It blew me away. And we're going to have, we have here already Rich Coloje. He's going to be on the show. And I didn't realize either. And it's just these logical things that are so much present in your life, you don't think about it, but most of us don't drive our cars far every day at all. I mean, I'm from Jersey. People commute there.
Oh, what
so in L.A., 117 on the Garden State. And he's from New Jersey. It's like it was so great. But anyway, so tell me about, this is one of the things that I'm interested in. Colleen brought another film here called Gas Hole, the movie. And one of the things that was, to me, dark about that is there was a lot of shady people disappeared, blah, blah, blah. Did you have any negative implications from your movie? I mean, did you get pressure? Did you get threats? Did you get
try to discredit you? You know, one reason we wanted to do the movie is, remember how back in the 50s and 40s, all the streetcars in the United States were taken out?
Well, I remember the 50s, not the 40s.
Well, excuse me. If we go back to our history books.
Yes, okay.
Or that movie, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes,
remember, the big plot is that they took out the streetcars because they were trying to sell buses and tires and things. It's like, and then you have all this infrastructure cost that's destroyed. Well, the story wasn't really done properly. So when this happened to the electric car, we go, okay, we're happening now. We're going to cover it as it happens. And then when we found out that, for example, Western States Petroleum was behind the scenes trying to kill charger systems, the auto companies were creating all kinds of stuff that wasn't true to, like, discourage demand, we thought, this is a good story to remind people how difficult it is to get grounds, you know, like, get change to happen. You'll run into industrial forces. They'll say, we want to change what we're doing. We like the way we make money. So I hope what the film has done is gotten people excited about a technology that transcends, you know, maybe what the industrial forces out there want people to know about.
And I don't know if this is right. I mean, if it's not, just tell me. But in your movie, at the underpinnings of it, there were health issues. I mean, there were things that you brought out of why this pollution, like when I go to L.A., which I go frequently, my two daughters live there, I mean, I can feel it. I mean, the air that you breathe in, I start hacking a little bit and choking and, you know, not choking, but coughing a little bit. The air there is pretty nasty.
Well, the statistic that got California regulators, and actually there are Republicans that passed this initiative, a Republican woman, actually, was that one in four kids in L.A. had lesions in their lungs or very serious asthma.
Yes.
But it's also true in all these urban areas, like Phoenix and those, all these places. And it's just not good for kids. And that's the kind of incentive that government sometimes takes to push a rule like this. But now it's all coming together and for a big rebirth, and that's why we're doing a Revenge of the Electric Car.
I saw that. I know. Yeah. You have to tell us that. Is that going to be the next thing? I love it. The good movie? The good news movie?
Well, I hope so.
Are any of the big automakers, are they listening? To me, the movie made logical, practical sense of one alternative. One of the things I liked about what Rich said yesterday is that there's not one answer. Mm-hmm. There is not really one answer. It's not the silver bullet. So would you take the stand that the electric car is the silver bullet or just a really good alternative?
Well, I like that idea that there's not just one silver bullet. I think one of the reasons we got into trouble was that we've just been gasoline for everything for years, and that's turned out to be at our detriment for a lot of reasons, not just environmental, but national security and where our money's
going. Dependency on foreign oil. There's a lot of that being talked about at this expo.
But
people don't want it.
No, I know. We don't want it. We've had it for too long. It is very powerful, but too much. My bias is definitely towards electricity because it's so efficient. There are many paths, but you can make electricity renewable right off the sun, whether it's with a natural gas system like your next guest or using mirrors and a big spotlight or PV. It's a terrific energy source for running transportation.
And people have actually asked me on the show, and we might have to go to break here. We have a hard break coming up. But people have asked me on the show. They've called in and asked me things like this. What about the certification process for cars? Will electric cars, I know, to put a car on the road here, you have to go through quite a rigorous process to be approved.
Yes. Yeah,
so
no.
Electric cars will,
of course,
all those standards.
All they have to. Otherwise, they couldn't be on the road.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's exciting. We are going to come right back. We're interviewing Chris Payne from Who Killed the Electric Car. He's going to make another movie called Revenge of the Electric Car. You're listening to KNST News Talk 790.
We'll have seen you. Pump up your portfolio with the Rick Edelman Show.
The number one firm for the second year in a row.
Rick Edelman.
Is Lima.
Making sense of the financial madness.
Can you imagine Lehman Brothers is ranked as the best research team on Wall Street?
Maybe not.
The Rick Edelman Show. This afternoon, 1 to 3. On News Talk 790 KMST. It's the bottom of the hour. Time for the top news stories of the day. Your Fox News update starts now on News Talk 790 KMST.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. After a week of more dismal economic news, some pep talk from the president in his weekly radio address.
We've experienced great trials before. And with every test, each generation has found the capacity to not only endure, but to prosper.
The president also insisting the government needs to bring skyrocketing health care costs under control. Republicans say,
I'm concerned that if the government steps in, it will eventually push out a private health care plan that millions of Americans enjoy today. This could cause your employer to simply stop offering coverage, hoping the government will pick up the slack.
Congressman Roy Blunt with the Republican response. The first family at Camp David for the weekend. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's just left Turkey and is heading home, says the president will visit Ankara in the next month or so. And the ceremonial start of the Iditarod dog race getting underway in Anchorage, Alaska. 67 teams setting their sights for Nome. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Radio has found its higher calling.
By means of crystal clear
high definition.
I give you
790 KMST HD.
Are you deaf yet?
Hi, this is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. I think everybody's interested in a high-quality and fuel-efficient vehicle these days. So come visit Chapman Automotive at 4600 East 22nd Street to check out three of their top models. They've got the Honda Civic, the Honda Accord, and the Honda Fit. And remember, they're high quality and they're good for the environment. So again, that's Chapman Automotive, 4600 East 22nd Street. And tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Have you always wanted to run your own business? Here's your chance. Become one of the first Wrigley-branded gum vending machine distributors in America. WD Vending is introducing this revolutionary concept to U.S. investors with a free one-hour seminar in Tucson. One night only, Monday, March 9th. Run your own business. Become a Wrigley-branded gum vending machine distributor. Learn more about this innovative investment opportunity. Go to www.wrigleyvending.com and sign up for our free one-hour seminar. That's www.wrigleyvending.com.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostic for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I've finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Appamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You'll get up to 30 free smoothies.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-3967. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke Free capsules, a guide to living smoke free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke Free. Call 1-800-426-6150 today. That's 1-800-426-6150. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6150 now.
Current, concise, and consistent. News Talk 790 KNST.
Hey, ain't life wonderful?
Wonderful.
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 I feel so wonderful.
Isn't everything wonderful?
Wonderful now.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream News Talk 790 KNST. We are broadcasting live from the Tucson Community Center at the Sustainability and Energy Expo. Lots of people, lots of fun, lots of good things to find out, and great guests on Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. I was interviewing Chris Payne from Who Killed the Electric Car. We were getting into a wonderful debate with our next guest, who is Rich Kaloje from the National National Gas Vehicle America, who was the keynote yesterday at the opening. So let's go on with the debate. It's a great question about the cars, but first you have to answer who did kill the electric car.
Okay. Well, I hope people get a chance to see the film, because we tried to make it fun, so not one of those documentaries that I like kill you when you watch it.
It was not boring. I watched it. It was not boring.
So we come down to seven suspects, and, you know, on the box, people always say, oh, General Motors killed the electric car. They're the ones that, you know, you caught crushing the cars and all that stuff. But really, they were almost behaved like all the other car companies. And they're very, they didn't want these cars. All these guys were on it together. What really killed the electric car was fear of change. And whether it was a consumer who said, you know what, I don't want a car that doesn't go 300 miles, or an oil company that says, I don't want the utilities in charge of power, or the car company that says, we make big margins in SUVs, why do we want a small margin car? All these factors came together and sort of stalled the future out. But hopefully this time it's not going to go that way.
And the thing is, I think people are ready. People are hungry for change. They don't want dependency on foreign oil, and this is one solution. People want it. I hear that all over the place. No more foreign oil. I don't want my checkbook to be dependent upon how much gas is per gallon. So, Rich, talk about what you were asking, Chris off the air.
Well, the amount of fuel we use, 20% of it is diesel fuel for big trucks and buses and things like that. And electric vehicles right now are excellent for commuter vehicles, short range back and forth, which is what most people drive every day. They go home, they work and back, school and back, store and back. And so electric vehicles are great for those. But for big vehicles, you just can't put enough batteries right now. Now, maybe, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, whoever knows, sometime the battery technology may be good enough to really move trucks. But right now, we don't have that. And so the question is, what do we do with that heavy-duty market, the medium market, heavy-duty market, which is really the economic lifeblood in the United States? We've got to get those trucks on the road, and we have to have them move cheaply.
It's unbelievable in this day and age how much stuff just gets driven back and forth across the country. So what's your answer?
Well, I think he's absolutely right. The first thing for electric cars as commuter vehicles would serve millions and millions of cars. Those need to be built. And the answer for trucks usually goes this way. It's like, a truck is an excellent place for a plug-in hybrid. Once you put a battery in a car, every time you step on a diesel brake or something, you have all the energy that gets burned up in those brake pads.
Right.
You can take that same energy, you can put it into a battery that's on board that vehicle, and suddenly your mileage is jumping up in those cars. And if you're at a truck stop for 2 hours, a solar station there, you're charging up. Some of your energy can be electric. And then when you have that big haul, that diesel or whatever your natural gas system may be, that's taking you on a long haul. So.
Right. And hybrid technology is an efficient way to move vehicles. But hybrid technology doesn't care what the fuel is that runs the vehicle.
Right.
Right now, the hybrids we know in light-duty market are gasoline hybrids, and there's some diesel hybrids. But it can just as easily be natural gas hybrids or propane hybrids or other alternative fuels, which are not dependent on foreign oil.
One of the things I like to say about the thing, you know, electric cars were initially marketed to women and to doctors who need to keep their hands clean without oil on them. But if you look at all the machines in the world, some of the biggest machines in the world, mining machines, underground, you can't have any pollution, they're all electric. And same with diesel hybrid trains and things like this. So just because it has the word electric doesn't mean it necessarily has to be like some wimpy thing from the 1970s. And I hope that impression is changing.
You certainly didn't mean women like the wimpy things.
I certainly did not.
I'm kidding. I know. I'm just kidding. But one of the things that you both talk about, that your movie was about, that you've mentioned on the show, the thing that seems daunting to me is, how are we going to get from here to there? When you say millions of cars, When are they going to be here? How long is it going to happen? I mean, to me, the clock is ticking. The pollution levels are awful. There's toxins that we're breathing in every day. And compressed natural gas, we're going to talk about that. Clean burning, absolutely clean, efficient. So, and the electric car, no pollution. I mean, the generation to produce the electricity is another debate on the show.
Well, that's an important issue, of course.
Yeah. But how are we going to get to millions of cars?
Well, all of those are great questions. You know, Tucson yesterday, as you know, announced with Nissan, you guys are going to have, I guess, about 1,000 in 2010 electric cars, the pilot program from Nissan and one of your charging systems. So that's fantastic news. It's hard to understress what an achievement that is for Pima County. And I would, if consumers let Nissan know they can't wait for that car, I'm sure that will help the revolution now in process.
So it'll start. I mean, it's going to start. And are there going to be, are a lot of the American car manufacturers, are there any or many?
Oh, they're all in the game.
They're
all
jumping on.
General Motors has an electric car. Chrysler, Ford, they're all, you know what, we made some mistakes. They regretted what they did with the cars the last time. They're all bankrupt and they're asking for federal money. And suddenly they're arriving in electric cars. It's kind of fun stuff for our movie and kind of sad for America that we wasted a lot of time. But I think there's no question about it. These cars are coming back, and we're going to save our you know, oil for airplanes and things and pharmaceutical plastics and start using electricity and natural gas, which is can sometimes even be a lot cleaner than electricity if you're using coal to make it. So these things are all part of the solution, and we probably have a great guest coming up on that very topic.
I have a great guest, and I have, and he's a surprise guest. It was a very happy surprise. One of the things is how to contact you. I know they can go through my website, www.MrsGreenGoesMainstream. I have you up on my Amazon list of Mrs. Green's top choices for the movie, so they can click through there. How do they get in contact with you? There's excitement going on at your website.
Yes, well, it's a revengeoftheelectriccar.com.
I love it.
And, of course, we have a Facebook site, and it's a way, there's so much going on in this thing that we have all these guest bloggers, they send us stuff, and we're tracking the progress of the movie, and people can sign up to be fans, and it's a great community out there. And one of the things that's fun for people who got electric cars is you become part of something, and whether you have a solar in your house, solar thermal, or you're charging your car, all this is part of the big change.
And if you mentioned two of the most modern phenomena in my life right now, Facebook and blogging. I mean, I put something on my Facebook one night at 11:30, and it was that I was going to be on the mountain, and I got a couple of phone calls the next morning. I'm so happy to hear that you're going to be on the mountain. And I said, how did you know? And I said, I read it on your Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the new phenomenon.
It
social
sure is.
Social marketing, it is generational. The young kids are pushing us up.
I've got to step off my baby boomer platform and become a younger guy again.
I know. I was just happy my kids let me be on their Facebook. They accepted me as their friend. So, and I don't check them up all the time. Okay. We are going
to have
to say goodbye to Chris. Right. He's moderate. You're going to be doing a panel.
I'm speaking about the film.
Yeah. Okay, great. I'm
here
excited.
At the,
and
Expo.
I will see you again. I'll have you on the show again. And thanks for coming on and taking the time. Okay. All right. We can go to break, guys. Are we going to take a break? This is KNST News Talk 790. I am Mrs. Green. Coming up next, Rich Koloje from... You can say it out loud.
I can?
Yes.
It's the Natural Gas Vehicles of
Natural
America.
Natural Gas Vehicles of America. I just learned this. We'll be right back.
Hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. I think everybody's interested in a high-quality and fuel-efficient vehicle these days. So come visit Chapman Automotive at 4600 East 22nd Street to check out three of their top models. They've got the Honda Civic, the Honda Accord, and the Honda Fit. And remember, they're high quality and they're good for the environment. So again, that's Chapman Automotive, 4600 East 22nd Street. And tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
News Talk 790 KNST.
Sweltering heat, extreme dryness, torrential rains, and powerful UV radiation. There's only one roof coating that stands above the rest when it comes to protecting your home against these extreme weather conditions. SolarTech Extreme by Elastec. SolarTech Extreme's specially designed formula cuts cooling costs while conserving energy to protect and preserve your roof for up to 10 years. That's a powerful message. In fact, SolarTech Extreme may be the best roof coating on the market.
Hi, I'm Alan Lundberg, president of Alan Bradley Roofing. Over the past 20 years of roofing, I've learned that customers look for three major factors in buying a new roof: competence, quality, and savings. By using the Elastec product line, they receive all three.
Energy Star certified, a real warranty, and the longest lasting protection you can buy. No wonder why SolarTech Extreme is preferred by contractors and do-it-yourselfers alike. SolarTech Extreme is available at your local Ace Hardware stores. Visit E-L-A-S-T-E-K, elastec.com for more information.
When was the last time you vacuumed your lampshades? Most people, probably not in a very long time. But if you called the maids at 795-7977, they'll do all this and more.
Hi, this is Suzanne Fosslin, owner of the maids. Let us provide you with our 22-step healthy touch cleaning and discover why nobody outcleans the maids.
Give the maids a call, 795-7977, or visit their website at maidsoftucson.com.
Are you losing your home to foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage and fear the worst? The law firm of Pomery & Associates would like to offer you a free, no-obligation consultation that will show you how to stop foreclosure, reduce your interest rates, and save thousands on your mortgage. Do not let this economic slowdown take your home from you and your family. You have worked too hard. Pomery & Associates is an attorney-based loan modification firm that can negotiate the terms of your mortgage so you can afford to live in and enjoy your home. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation. There is no cost to find out how this program can help you save your home. Call 800-797-1047. That's 800-797-1047. It does not matter how far behind you are on payment or what your credit score is. Pomery & Associates is here to listen and help. Call now. 800-797-1047. 800-797-1047.
I feel like such a statistic. I got laid off a few months ago. Almost as bad as losing my job is losing my health insurance benefits. So I signed up for COBRA, but it's so expensive. I don't think I can afford it much longer. But my family needs health coverage. I'm stuck.
Aetna can help. Our individual health insurance plans may include similar benefits to what you have now with COBRA for less money. With lower premiums and lower deductibles, Aetna's affordable plans can help your family stay insured. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know, Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
Hi, everybody. This is Jim Clay. If you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, don't shop anywhere else. Our 11 Jim Clay dealerships have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in Southern Arizona. And right now, we've got 100 units priced for $99.95 or less.
22nd Street in Wilmot and the Tucson Auto Mall across from the Tucson Mall. And always online at JimClick.com and HomesTuttle.com.
Buy from a name you can trust. Jim Clay and Holmes Tuttle Dealerships.
More than five available at this offer. All prices plus tax, title, license, and $299 dock fee. Offers end 3/31/09.
News.
Are you prepared to take the oath, Senator?
I am. We need to resist this package.
I'm obviously sad by what's happened.
Talk.
The power of your radio show is amazing.
I'll get right to the point.
Period. 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790, KNST. I am the voice of Green, Mrs. Green. We are broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center. Somebody told me, I said, the Tucson Community Center. Where is that? I mean, it's the TCC downtown. It's the really big building. You can't miss it. So come on down. The guest that I'm interviewing this half of the hour is Rich Coloje from NGV America. I got it right.
You got it right?
I got it right, and I'm really glad. Yesterday, Rich was the keynote speaker at the opening, and I learned so much. One of the things that I would really like to talk to, like you to talk about and share with the listeners is your global view. You didn't come up and say the compressed natural gas vehicle is the answer, it's the new messiah, it's the silver bullet. Just talk a little bit about the big picture, your global view of using natural gas as an alternative fuel source for vehicles.
Well, if you look at the market, the transportation market, we've had one fuel, basically petroleum, for 100 years.
Right.
And it's, you know, a lot of drawbacks, obviously, military problems, mission problems, health problems, but it was a powerful fuel that brought us the economy we have today. Well, not today. Today's economy is a mess, but they,
really?
But
when we had the good economy.
It was based on mobility. That era is over. We are now moving
forever.
Yeah, it's there's a whole concept called peak oil, which says that we have already hit that peak of how much oil we can produce. And again, when the economies come back of the world, the demand for oil is going to exceed the supply, and we're going to have oil at, again, $4, $5.
Right.
Matter of fact, I saw this morning on CNN, they were one of the guests was predicting $4 gasoline by next year. So it's going to happen. So we have to move to something else.
I think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
I really do believe that.
The problem is that we don't have one silver bullet answer. It's not something that's going to take its place. And anyone that says, oh, I have the answer, is either so tied into their own view of things that they're not looking at reality,
right.
Or they're just sort of delusional.
Delusional.
We can't go in the direction of one option. Maybe down the road, who knows? You know, kryptonite vehicles. You know,
I love that when you said that yesterday. Superman might fly in and say, I've got the answer.
Who knows what will be in 50 years? But right now, we can't wait for 50 years. We have to act with what technologies and fuels we have now to displace foreign oil.
You're the president of this NGV America.
Right, National Trade Association.
Talk about the thing that was really kind of sad to me, just a little bit to interject here. How many compressed natural gas vehicles we have in America versus Bangladesh? Okay, I don't like being after Bangladesh. I can't help it.
Yeah, in my presentation yesterday, I was going through what's going around the world. Natural gas vehicles are the fastest growing alternative fuel in the world. 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we had like 3 million. Now we have almost 10. And it's every continent. In the United States, we've been growing, but growing slower for two reasons. One, this gasoline's been very cheap, and people inherently don't want to move away from that. It's something they know. But also because our focus has been on high fuel use urban fleet vehicles, bigger vehicles. And so, a trash truck will use as much fuel as 40 average sedans.
Right.
So our numbers, vehicles have been going up slowly. The amount of gasoline we're displacing is going up steadily, 30% a year. But the reality is that Bangladesh has 180,000 natural gas vehicles. We have 120, and my friends in Bangladesh in the industry refer to us as an emerging market.
Do you know what? They were the first country to ban the use of plastic bags also.
Oh.
So I do tease about Bangladesh, but in some ways they are cutting edge. And this is another example. How many did you say China had? Did you say they have 2 million?
No, Pakistan.
Pakistan
has 2 million. Argentina, 15% of all vehicles in Argentina run on natural gas. Brazil, you hear a lot about Brazil, about their ethanol from sugarcane. There's 1.6 million natural gas vehicles in Brazil. In every continent, Asia, South America, Europe, we're seeing a lot of activity. Even Africa. Egypt has a growing natural gas market.
And we're emerging.
And even the countries that have a lot of oil, like Nigeria and the United Arab Emirates, they are now going forward with a natural gas vehicle market. But here, our focus is on, again, high fuel use urban fleet vehicles, and that's the market that we're pushing because we don't have a lot of alternatives there.
And it won't be your focus. It was a shift for me, too. I think of the masses of cars, 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 cars. But what you pointed out, massive transportation occurs every day with trucks, vehicle delivery systems, UPS, FedEx. All of those are high use, high mileage, constantly on the road vehicles. I don't drive $100 miles a week. I'm sure. I work from my home office. That's happening more and more. So is your focus going to be on the industry side of it, the industrial use, the commercial use?
Well, that's the focus. Now, obviously, natural gas is a great fuel even for light-duty consumer vehicles. And when gasoline hit $4 a gallon, we had lots of inquiries about people that want to buy or convert their vehicles to natural gas. I know Chapman Honda here in Tucson was just named a natural gas vehicle dealer for the Honda Civic GX. That vehicle, it's a Civic. It was rated by EPA as the cleanest, greenest alternative vehicle in the world. And it runs on natural gas. It only runs on natural gas. It's available now from Chapman Honda. And consumers are interested in that. But even Honda, when they first introduced that vehicle, were looking at the fleet market.
Right, right, right. One of the things that made me laugh, because I'm very good at the ability to laugh at myself, I went over and looked at the vehicle that's here, the Honda Civic that Chapman brought, and Dan was giving me a little tour of the vehicle. And I said, a big question mark in my mind and a lot of the listeners and people that I talk to is the safety if it gets hit. Well, what if you hit a gas tank? I said, oh, duh, it's safer.
That's true. It is safer. We don't like to talk about comparative safety because any fuel is unsafe if it's used wrong. If it didn't burn, it wouldn't be a fuel.
Right, right.
What I use, very simple analogy, I said, look, think about your house. Every day, you cook with gas, you heat with gas, water heat with gas. Would you consider doing all that with gasoline in your home?
Right.
Of course not.
That's right. I know. I was laughing. And he said that if there was a pinprick in the gas tank for the natural gas and you put a match up to it, it'd blow the match out.
It would. I mean, there's a lot of aspects of the safety of natural gas. It has a very narrow range of gas versus air that will ignite. It's 5 to 15%. Under 5%, it won't ignite. Over 15%, it won't ignite. It's got a higher ignition temperature. But the real safety aspect is our tanks are extremely strong compressed
gas tanks. Right.
And matter of fact, once put on the vehicle, those tanks may be the strongest component on the entire vehicle.
In your car. Okay. Why does it take so long for a vehicle like that to fill it up with gas?
Oh, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
Oh, no. I mean, you go to a natural gas filling, it's a public station.
Okay.
It'll fuel up as fast as a gasoline vehicle.
Okay, okay.
Now, what we do have, though, that gasoline doesn't have is home refueling.
I saw this little fill up at home.
It's the residential model is called a fill. It's about twice the size of a payphone, for those of you who remember payphones. And, you know, not the booth, but just the phone. It hangs on the wall of the garage. You vent it like a dryer. You plug it into an electric socket into a gas line. And you've got a home refueling in it. That refuels overnight because it's inexpensive. Well,
okay.
It's expensive. It's like $5,000, but it's a relatively inexpensive unit for filling up vehicles.
Right. What do you think? I mean, I think one of the biggest complexities that's facing me in my future is to try and understand all the components of the stimulus package. Are there things in the stimulus package that will help with the advancement of the alternative fuel vehicles? Will it help us get there faster and get off the dependency of foreign oil, which is one of my mantras?
Yeah.
I don't want to have to be dependent on that anymore because I'm a great American.
There are a number of provisions in the stimulus package that will help communities take advantage of alternative fuels. There's a couple $1 billion for transit agencies that they weren't expecting to get. $300 million for the Clean Cities program, that you have one here in Tucson, for alternative fuel vehicles and things like that. Individuals, though, that's going to have to wait to the energy bill, which is going to be debated shortly in Congress, and we expect that to have a lot of provisions for alternative fuel vehicles.
Okay, great. How do people go to your website?
www.ngvamerica.org.
Okay.
And there's a lot of information there. And if they really have questions they don't get answered from the website, they can call me. My phone number's on the website.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. And you are based in Washington, D.C., company,
the
trade association. Okay. I have to say thanks to Garmin Graphics. Today I forgot. I had so much going on here. Garmin Graphics was the sponsor of our green tip to take your toilet paper rolls and recycle them. And our friends Scott and Holly, I don't want to forget that. And Rich, thank you for coming in at the spur of the moment. I had dinner with him last night, three people from Jersey, and we had a really good time, and I learned a lot. So I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come here and to share all you know with Tucson. It was
You're
great.
Welcome.
It helped my show, so I loved it. Okay, are we about out of time here, guys? I have about... Oh, I've got 30 seconds. Okay, is there any other one more thing you want to do?
Well, one thing is that citizens can call their local governments and say, why aren't we running natural gas or alternative fuels in our buses, in our trash trucks, in the street sweepers, in the municipal vehicles? If governments would take the lead in the community,
Take action. That's
take
the
action.
Thing. Take action. And it is the power of the people. And we're doing it. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Come down to the Tucson Convention.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST. All about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST. With news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks, this is News Talk 790 KNST Tucson.